Hi everyone, it's Jo. I just thought I'd come on and do a little demo of the Penfriend 2. Now, a lot of you might have these already, but I've recently managed to get my hands on one. And it's quite a useful little device. They're not the cheapest thing on the planet. At the R&IB, they're £75, I think it is, or £74.99. That's if you're visually impaired or buying for someone visually impaired because you don't pay the VAT. If you're buying it as a, I suppose, as an association or something, they're a bit dearer than that. But I just thought it'd be interesting to give a demo. So when it arrives, unfortunately, it arrived with print instructions. Now, there are audio instructions, but they don't tell you that until you open it. So it comes with in a sort of plasticky cardboard sleeve that slips off, and then it's in quite a sturdy plastic box, which you can keep everything in later, which is great. So it's, you've got this box, not dissimilar in sort of style to an iPhone box. The top just slides off, but it is plastic. And then you've got this flap, and underneath the flap you get the box, and you get, with this starter kit, you get your Penfriend, a lanyard, which for anyone who doesn't know, I'm sure you do, but it's, it clips onto the top of the Penfriend, and it enables you to put it around your neck so that you've got your hands free. You get three sheets of labels, one sheet of small circles and two sheets of larger squares, and you get three magnetic labels that you can attach to tins, or you could put them on a magnetic board to hold papers in place or things like that. But you get three of those, but you can get more. I'm told you, well, I know you can get laundry labels, but speaking to a few people, I've been told that they're not quite so good. They only withstand a certain amount of washes, and then they start to crack and wash off. So I think they're quite expensive. I think for 48 it's about £15. Now, I suppose if you live on your own and you have no one, then it might be worth the outlay. But if you've other ways of marking clothes or things like that, so you know what's dark and light or what colours things are, then maybe that's a better idea, or a cheaper idea. So, okay, we're on the flap that opens off the box, there are like bumps. There are four bumps, almost like very big braille dots really, but flat. And then underneath on the reverse, those dots are obviously slightly concaved. Now, these are audio instructions. Now, I didn't know this until Rob told me. So to switch the Penfriend on, it looks like a very chunky plastic pen really, to all intents and purposes, and it's got four buttons. If you have it, the buttons facing you, they are high contrast apparently as well, and at different levels. The first one, if we go from bottom to top, is quite flat with the Penfriend. The next one is slightly raised, and so on and so forth. On the left side, as you look at it, there's a USB port, and there's also a headphone socket. So to switch it on, you press the top button, which is the most raised, and you hear that sound. Now, these bumps on the Penfriend box, you just hold the pen to one of them.
However, this is the first button down from the blunt end of the pen. Inside the box you will find a Penfriend, a set of sample yellow and orange recordable sticky labels, three magnetic recordable badges for your food cans, and one lanyard.
Okay, so she's telling you everything that I've pretty much said. Your power on and off button is also a pause button, so I was able to pause her from going on. Now, the other dots, you can find out about how to record, but there are other things you can do with the Penfriend. Apparently, you can use it as an MP3 player. And you can also do something with books, but I'm not quite sure about that yet. I've not investigated that because it's not something I can see myself using it for. I'm just going to use it as a labeler really. So if I take out one of the packs of labels, okay, so to record, you press the record button and you hold it until you touch one of the labels and you'll hear it bleep. So let's give it a go and see if I can remember how to do it properly. Okay, so I'm recording on the Penfriend 2, follow the VI Talk Audio Boom channel. I think I did that wrong actually, but I don't know. Let's see if it worked. Yeah, I did do it right. I took my finger off one of the buttons too soon. But when you've recorded, so you press the record button, touch one of your labels and you'll hear a bleep. Then you record what you want to say and each label holds up to an hour of recording, which is fantastic. How these little labels do that, but you techies out there will know. Then when you finish recording, it says wait a couple of seconds and then quickly press the record button again and you'll hear that second bleep. Then you touch the label with the end of the pen and you can hear what you've recorded back. I think it's really neat. The small labels obviously going to be great for CDs or DVDs or things like that. The larger ones, you know, for in bigger places. But what you can do as well, it suggests, and I think this is quite a nice idea, is that you could keep a diary. You could get a diary or a book and you could put a label on each page and you could do your daily diary, which would be quite nice, really, rather than, you know, because if you do one in Braille or something like that, then it's going to be take up an awful lot of space. But there's lots of things you can do use them for. You can put the labels on things that are going to go in your fridge or freezer. They'll withstand that, so that's handy. You can label things like your cooker or your washing machine, I guess. Although a cooker would be a bit tricky. You might be better with something like Highmark or Tiny Bonbons for that. But I know people who've labelled their washing machines, labelled food for the cupboard, labelled CDs, DVDs. You know, even if you need instructions reading for something, you could get somebody to read the instructions for you. Because these have an hour of recording, that's, you know, it's a really, really handy idea. I know that the Clifton Hotel, which is the Vision Hotel that's in Tynmouth near where we live, they're getting two of these and they're going to use them in the hotel for things like menus and things like that, which was my suggestion. I thought it would be nice and easy for those who can't read large print or can't read Braille. If they're given a pen friend, they can just touch the label and hear what the menu is for that day or, you know, for the week. So that's really handy and makes people more independent. So lots of things you could use it for. So yeah, I will now switch it off. It makes that noise when you switch it off. The other thing is on the back, it's run by on batteries, and underneath, when you take the battery flap off, underneath the batteries is a little rubber flap. And if you lift that up, underneath there is the memory card, and up to now it has a 4 gig memory, which is equivalent to 125 hours of recording time apparently. You can replace that if you want more memory, so you've got that option as well. So I think it's quite a neat little thing, really. I haven't started labeling yet, but I will crack on with that very soon. But if anybody else wants to talk about the Penfriend or has used it or knows any more about it than I do, or maybe use the MP3 part of it or the audiobook part of it. I'm not sure what that involves, to be honest, but if you want to talk about it or contribute to what I've said, feel free. So I hope that's been of some use and I will speak to you all later.